There is an unfamiliar word for most yoga students that we need to take up now. This unfamiliar word is a Sanskrit word, dvandva, D-V-A-N-D-V-A, dvandva. Literally, it means tutu, two, the number two, repeated twice, two, two. And it stands for something. It stands for something that we have all experienced and continue to experience in life. That is, it stands for the repetition of things, the like and the dislike, the want and the don't want, the pleasure and the pain, the things which repeat themselves in life as pairs of opposites. These pairs of opposites show up in the Gita in the second chapter, 14th verse. In that verse, in this 14th verse, Krishna says to Arjuna, certainly, contact of the senses with matter, O Kanteya, that is Arjuna's name, which results in cold and heat, happiness and suffering, which comes and goes and is impermanent, you must strive to tolerate this, O Bharata. Indeed, the person whom these do not trouble, O best among persons, the wise one for whom suffering and happiness are the same, that one is prepared for immortality. So right at the beginning of his instruction, Krishna alerts Arjuna that there is a problem in life that we all encounter. And that problem is the encountering of pairs of opposites. Why is that a problem? What makes it uncomfortable for us to have this encounter with pairs of opposites? The reason fundamentally is that it gives us constant preference for one and aversion for another. If I'm constantly thinking that I want this but don't want that, I'd like this but I don't like that, if I want the long-term goal of health and well-being, but I find myself sick or not perfectly well, I find myself then constantly juggling happiness and unhappiness. So listen to what Krishna says to Arjuna about doing that. Here's a verse from the second chapter, verse 48. Krishna says to Arjuna, stay within yoga. Yoga staha, kuru karmani, and do what is yours to do. Stay within yourself and do what is yours to do. Sangam chaktva, renouncing the fruits of attachment. Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva, whether you succeed or fail. Samo bhutva, be the same. For samatvam yoga uchite, sameness, steadiness, equanimity is yoga. Once more. Yoga sta kuru karmani, sangam tektva dananjaya, siddhya siddhyo samobhutva, samatvam yoga uchite. Remain within yourself and do what is yours to do, renouncing attachment. Whether you succeed or fail, be the same, for equanimity is yoga. And that way we begin to understand that yoga is a process of coming to terms with the gains and losses of life, maintaining a certain equilibrium inside ourselves all the while. How frequently do we lose that equilibrium? Listen to this verse from chapter 7. Here Krishna says, with the rising up of desire and hatred, with the bewilderment of duality, that is, the dvandvas, all beings go to a state of complete bewilderment at the time of their birth. So this is not just a case of occasionally wondering whether I am mistaking by preferring one thing and ignoring another. But no, this is something from birth that we all encounter in our lives. And through maintaining a balanced equilibrium, can overcome. This word, dvandva, is a word that should be remembered very carefully because it appears throughout the Gita and actually throughout the yoga texts. For example, the second pada, 48th sutra of the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, Patanjali says exactly the same thing. Through asana practice, you might overcome the dvandvas.